Support for KNKX Connect comes from the Falconer family of Western Washington, supporters of a free, independent, and energetic press, who urge listeners to get involved in their local community and to support KNKX.
And it is a little rainy here in Western Washington, where we are at the Shelton Timberland Library. We've been listening to that interview with Kevin Schutte, a Mason County commissioner. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Good. Glad you're with us. Thanks for being here. I want to begin by asking you one of the same questions we asked the mayor of Twisp.
Sure.
When you began life in public service as an elected official, did you know that wildfires would be on the agenda for you?
First off, welcome to Shelton. It's great to have you here in Mason County, and I think this is such a critical issue to talk about because it is on the forefront of a lot of our minds here. When I took office, I think there's always this understanding that as a local elected official, you're going to be dealing with disaster response and preparedness. As public safety is a paramount duty of local government, and so I came into it with that in mind. But it didn't really hit home until last year when we had the Maple Fire in the Olympic National Forest. And hearing from the mayor of Twisp here just a couple of minutes ago, my wife and I had an opportunity to visit Twisp last year. And we were driving through, and the remnants of the fire were still very visible. You can see the effect that it's had on the environment there. And I remember thinking to myself, while that is an over-there problem, that is somebody else's problem. We don't really have to deal with that a whole lot here in Mason County. We prefer more for earthquakes and the occasional brush fire. And so last summer, though, that hit closer to home with the Maple Fire. And so I think it's more on the forefront of our community now than it may have been in the past.
Tell me a little bit about the Maple Fire. It was in your particular district that you represent in the county. What was that experience like, especially dealing with, I would imagine, lots of state response, federal response?
Sure. I was kind of reminded there's the old kind of saying in politics that all politics is local. So is the initial disaster response. And so we have very rural fire districts in our community that are on the front lines of the initial disaster response. And so our local fire districts did a great job of getting out there and assessing the fire. And it became pretty clear that we needed outside resources. And so we have great partnerships with the Department of Natural Resources and the state firefighting crews that come out there, a regular presence in our community. They work closely with our fire chiefs and their commissions. And so I think they were able to hit that alarm bell pretty quick to get that response mobilized. But I think the thing that really surprised me was after a couple of days into the fire, we saw a pretty large federal response as well. And so up at the Port of Shelton at their airstrip, within a couple of days of the fire, we saw hundreds of mobilized firefighters pitching tents and setting up shop here in Shelton in order to get to the fire location, which is about 25 miles north of town. And so it was really an incredible mobilization of different agencies. And I think one of the things that we had to keep in mind with that was in some cases we had firefighters coming from California to fight this fire.
Yeah, and I would imagine that's quite powerful to see that help coming in. One last thing before we go real quickly here. You've been having informational sessions, I know, to help people learn FireWise practices. What kind of a response are you getting?
Well, we've realized that it has to be a total community response.
Yeah.
And so we had three events in the past couple of weeks that were occurring throughout the county, brought our fire commissioners and districts together, as well as our business community and chamber and economic development council. We want people to be prepared. We want people to know what their responsibilities are and how to get out in front of these disasters before they happen.
All right. Kevin Schutte, Mason County Commissioner, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.